Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know which physician discovered the need for doctors to wash their hands before every examination? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be discussing the steps community pharmacies can take to begin implementing COVID-19 testing with Nancy Lyons, Chief Pharmacist for McKesson Health Mart. At the beginning of the pandemic, testing was limited as many pharmacies were still adjusting to the changes that COVID-19 brought. Lyons explained how Health and Human Services helped pharmacies, just like McKesson Health Mart, fill in the gaps where care is deserted.
So again, now it's small numbers, mostly based on the number of test kits available and the delays with PPE. You know, those hospitals and more primary care centers receive the test kits first. Now I think as production is going up, we're going to see that ramp up dramatically. We surveyed all of our HealthMart locations at the beginning of the crisis, and we have 3,300 that are expressed an interest in helping, just waiting for more details.
As for regulatory bodies or higher powers pharmacies need to accomplish for implementation of testing, Lyons emphasized that this depends on the test type and how the test is processed.
We are expecting more of the tests to fall under the Clinical Laboratory Improvements Amendment, or CLIA, definition of WAVE tests. Any pharmacy who will perform a WAVE test needs to obtain a CLIA waiver by completing the CMS form and sending that to their state for processing. We are finding that each state may have different rules and requirements, first about CLIA, and in particular, who can be the laboratory director. Additionally, each state's Pharmacy Practice Act or other laws that may be in place also could place limits or that can become barriers for pharmacists. Finally, there are a number of requirements that are needed for pharmacists to be paid for the ordering and administering of tests. Our current billing system isn't really set up for pharmacists to work on the medical side. Medicare, private payers, and state Medicaid all may have different specific requirements that we're trying to help them sort out.
We are taking a short break to celebrate pharmacy hero Sean Hodges of Innovation Compounding Pharmacy in Kennesaw, Georgia. Hodges has been using the pharmacy's website to advocate for important issues during the COVID-19 pandemic, including hand sanitizer shortages and the role that compounding pharmacists can play. A blog post on the pharmacy's website said Hodges spearheaded an effort to donate compounded hand sanitizers to first responders. Hodges said in his post, "Addressing public health and safety needs during back orders, shortages, and a lack of commercial availability is something that we are uniquely positioned to do. It's what we do best." If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. And now, a quick word from the Fit Pharmacist, Adam Martin, on how to develop your personal brand.
Hey guys, my name is Adam Martin, founder of The Fit Pharmacist, and becoming named the most influential pharmacist in the profession of pharmacy, I've used all that I've learned to help you make a breakthrough in your personal brand as a coach to help you stand out with your expertise and grow a career that you desire and deserve. The foundation of a personal brand is you, which is why I'm here to help you dispense your full potential with my series of snippets I've created for you, your personal brand playlist. Track 3 on your personal brand playlist is the play button, because high quality play is the best way to work smarter. If you want to increase your personal brand productivity, you need to play more. And here's why. Now, this sounds counterintuitive, right? But like, the research is clear. If you want to increase the effectiveness of your work, you need to go play. Say what? So that's right, my fellow leaders and overachievers, it is time to go screw around and be a kid again. That's the secret to maximizing your output from the work you're putting in to build your personal brand. So real quick, I want to take you on a time hop. You remember recess? There's a reason it's ingrained in the education system to go outside, shoot some hoops, play tag, and get in some trouble. Studies show that children who are given short play breaks during their days at school return to the classroom with more focus and increased ability to pay attention and learn. Playing, especially when unstructured, stimulates mental flexibility and creativity. Human and animal studies show that play, and especially vigorous play, turns on many genes in the brain, indicating growth of new neural connections. So guys, the research is clear. It continues to show that engaging in play strengthens cognitive skills like critical thinking, working memory, and these are vital to learning. And if you're not growing, you're dying. You want to stand out. You want to be the expert and financially and positionally rewarded for that in your career. So go play, because play also strengthens your collaboration skills, an essential asset for building a successful personal brand and being an effective leader wherever your niche in pharmacy lies. Another reason to close your books and grab a frisbee is that play has been shown to protect the adult brain by improving cognitive flexibility and memory. Networking, growing, cultivating your relationships, as well as innovation are essential to help your brand stand out and grow consistently. Playing as an adult can also reduce stress, promote optimism, and strengthen your ability to take on other perspectives. This is an ultimate prescription that every pharmacy professional would advocate with PRN refills. So if you are looking to get serious about your productivity, you need to go and play. This is a law of life that if you put into practice can blow up your personal brand. If you guys like content like this and want to get even more tips and strategies for how to effectively grow your brand, follow me on Instagram at TheFitPharmacist. I would love to hear your thoughts and help you script your brand.
Now back to the show. Lyons wanted to remind pharmacists that in the days of rapid change with COVID-19, processes or methods can change with the introduction of laws and other developments.
But in addition to all of the CLIA and billing requirements that are pretty, will get straightened out eventually, I think, the pharmacist is also now responsible for that ordering and administering the COVID-19 tests. And that means they need to follow the same clinical guidelines as physicians and others who have been ordering those tests before. So really it starts with just taking a step back and looking at the operational processes that are necessary to ensure their patients and their employees are safe. And then looking at those clinical guidelines and seeing how all of that can come together. They also have to know how to select the appropriate test for what the individual needs to do with the result. And then of course, know all of the procedures to administer that test appropriately so that they don't introduce error into the process.
As for any risks for pharmacies implementing testing, Lyons reiterated the concerns of airborne pathogens in addition to the HHS declaration protecting the pharmacist with immunity as a provider.
Just to take a step back, the HHS declaration protects the pharmacist with immunity as a provider. So that's a little bit different than something that they may have had to concern themselves with before, but it does allow pharmacists to qualify as covered persons under the PrEP Act when they administer or use an FDA-approved COVID-19 test. There are also, of course, the results related back to the actual collection of the test specimen that have to be managed. With any point of care test, as I mentioned before, the collector needs to be well informed and trained and have that OSHA and bloodborne pathogen training, as well as immunizations up to date. But especially with this virus, we need to make sure that they're using proper protective or PPE to protect themselves from all of the transmissions that can happen. Again, especially with the known transmission of COVID-19 virus.
Many pharmacists want to continue to help in any way they can with the pandemic on top of their day-to-day tasks. Lyon said her best advice for these pharmacists is to thoughtfully plan and use their resources.
My best advice moving forward is to thoughtfully plan and make sure that they look at their resources, all of their resources, including, you know, front store staff and technicians who may be able to fill in for some of the processes to take away some of the things that they have to do. HealthMart and multiple other organizations and associations have been developing tools and processes so they don't have to try to build it all themselves. But really, when they pull together with their team, again, including those well-trained technicians, and just ask everyone to step up, we've already seen an overwhelming response when people are given the opportunity to do something for their communities. We just need to help them make sure that they can.
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? The physician who discovered the need for doctors to wash their hands before every examination was Ignaz Semmelweis. Semmelweis figured out that doctors need to wash their hands after performing an autopsy on another doctor who got sick from cutting his finger during surgery. Additionally, he discovered that his students who would come from the dissecting room could be carriers of childbed fever when switching to the maternity ward, as the death rate of healthy mothers was climbing. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.